Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And today we're playing a classic series I have on holiness. You know, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. And God was in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:19, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto them the word of reconciliation. Yes, we are reconciled to God. Our sins are not imputed against us, but the Bible says, be holy. What know you not? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Walking holy is required for walking in the dunamis power of God. It's not just to get you into heaven, it's what is required for power. Shalom.
Oh, glory. Don't you just feel it in your bones? I mean, we know it by the word and we know it by faith, but I'm telling you, folks, we're getting feelings too. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us with his blood from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. To, there's always that you're redeemed from and that you're redeemed to. We are redeemed from the curse. We are redeemed to the blessing of Abraham, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. But the Lord said to me, the really big, 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 big part of your redemption is part three, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The biggest part about the shed blood of Jesus Christ is that it washes us and allows God to fill us with his holy presence. And we become the walking, talking, breathing, ministering temples of the living God. That is the plan of the new covenant. And we minister, the Bible calls our ministry, the ministry of the Spirit. Now, we're going to go back tonight into the lives of some of these people. Smith Wigglesworth. You may be new in the things of God, but Smith Wigglesworth is a name that many of us know like a household word. We know of the great miracles that have happened in his life and through his ministry. We could name many, many, many. For one thing, somewhere between, I think it's 14 or 16 and 18 people were raised from the dead. Marvelous things happened. John G. Lake is another. Bubonic plague germs died in his hands. Many, 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 and you must buy from the Copelands or buy from us John G. Lake book that they've just gotten out. And it has accounts. There's one chapter in there called Adventures in God. I'm telling you, it's better than Superman. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, the Lord led me to go back because they had power. And it is God's will that we have power. Paul said, I was with you in demonstration of power, that your faith might be in the power of God. The gifts of God, the Holy Ghost in us, is for the world to see. And they have a right to see the power of God. We have no right to preach to them a gospel that's not confirmed and expect them to believe us. Bless the Lord. It's God's will that the ministry of the church be, we read it the other night and established it, glorious, filled with glory. And the only reason that we haven't had more glory, we have an enemy against us. And he's robbed us of some certain things, but we can go back and pick up those things. We can get them back. Blessed be the Lamb of God. And so I've gone back into their lives to see what they had. What were some of their attributes that were in every one of their lives that let them be of such power? And one thing we looked at last night, they all knew that they were the holy temple of God. The Bible says, know ye not, ye are the temple. And they knew that God lived in them, the Holy Ghost infilling. They hadn't heard people speak with tongues before. And when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they knew God was inside them. And they were indeed what the Bible says, know ye not, ye are the temple of the living God. Now, Wigglesworth, he was quite a character. People would come up to him, and they'd had cancer, you know, and their stomachs would be great big, look like they were pregnant. And Smith Wigglesworth would haul off and pop them one right in the stomach. And the thing would go down and disappear. Blessed be the Lamb of God. And he said, people got angry with him about it. And he said, well, I see the devil in there. And I hit the devil. Bless the Lord. But they got well. Glory be. Case after case after case. Now, their songs were absolutely wonderful. And I wanted to read you about how Wigglesworth was. He would sing. Singing and songs, that has a lot to do with it. You know, I was invited. If I'd known how to get a hold of you, I would have called you to pray for me. Because I was invited to a meeting where Oral Roberts spoke one day, Benny Hinn spoke the next, and I spoke the next. I'm telling you, I called every powerful prayer person I knew. And I told them not to move off their knees till they had it through that you know, I wouldn't be embarrassed up there. Bless the Lord. But I watched Benny Hinn, and I saw a blind woman receive her sight that night. And I watched what he did, you know. And he just sang and he sang and he sang and he sang till the anointing came. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Wigglesworth was a singer. Did you know that? And he would lead the song services. An American minister and historian called Carl Brumbuck recalled attending Wigglesworth's meetings and singing. To be in one of his inspiring services, he wrote, was to sing with him, yes, filled with God, and to witness the miracle-working power of God was truly an unforgettable experience. They said he would throw back his head and urge the audience to raise their hands in prayer and worship as he sang this favorite chorus. Now listen to his favorite chorus. Yes, filled with God. Yes, filled with God, pardoned and cleansed and filled with God. Yes, filled with God. Yes, filled with God, emptied of self and filled with God. Woo! Woo! And they said that Wigglesworth, they would always invite him to speak at the Bible school, you know, up in Springfield, because he could hardly talk. He was a man that was not good with words. And he'd start out kind of funny, and everybody'd go. And then the anointing would come. And they brought him in every year to demonstrate to their students the anointing. Well, I imagine he got pretty anointed singing, filled with God, filled with God, filled with God, emptied of self and filled with God. I'm going to find the tune of that. I know God will bring me that tune. We'll sing that sometime together. Bless the Lord. But that was their position. That's how they were. That's how they acted. They believed they were filled with God. And they believed it was God's will to manifest his glory and power through them. No ifs, ands, or buts. No wondering about it. I'm going to read you a few of his statements. After he sang, filled with God, then he'd get up and preach about being filled with God. He said, it is a great thing. This is his sermon called Showing Forth the Glory of God. That's what God wants out of us. Woo. It is a great thing to know that God is loosing you from the world. Loosing you from 1,000 things. I believe that's happening to us. You must seek to have the mind of God in all things. If you don't, you stop his workings. We must not limit the Holy One, and we must clearly see that God brought us forth to make us supernatural, that we might be changed all the time on the line of the supernatural, that we may every day live so in the Spirit, every day, folks. Every day. Wigglesworth said it was a sin to not gain every day of your life in the Spirit. You would backslide, he said. We must be changed all the time on the line of the supernatural, that we may, and that's what's happening to us, always changing us, glory, that we may live every day so in the Spirit that all of the revelations of God are just like a canvas thrown before our eyes on which we clearly see step by step all the divine will of God. Quite a statement, huh? Always keep in mind the fact that the Holy Ghost must bring manifestations. Hallelujah. We must always clearly see that the baptism with the Spirit must make us ministering spirits. God wants manifestation. He wants His glory to be seen. You believe it? Live in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the communion of the Spirit. Talk with God. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. All leadings of the divine order are for you. I pray that if you have turned to your own way and have made God second, you will come to repentance on all lines. Separate yourself from material desire, and God will use you for His glory. Begin with God this moment. Hallelujah. He prayed for them if they were after their own way or if they had put God second. That's one thing that they did. They did not put God second. They gave themselves over to Him. They had an awe that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. It was awe-inspiring to them. I'm going to read you now from John G. Lake. Bless the Lord. Bubonic plague germs died in his hands. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You know God has brought this book back just for this hour? John G. Lake said that the baptism in the Holy Spirit was the absolute apex of Christianity, that Jesus shed His blood, went to hell, defeated Satan. Think of all that He did. Went back up to the Father, ascended with His precious blood that He might fill us with the Spirit. I'll read you this from him. The ministry of Jesus during His earth life was localized by His humanity. Localized in that His message was only given to Israel, but the descent of the Holy Ghost brought to the souls of men a universal ministry of Jesus to every man right from the heart of God. He made us godlike. Man became godlike when the Spirit of God entered us. Now, they saw that God was in them. Now, I've noticed this across the board.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and what you have heard today is from my classic in-depth teaching on holiness. We'll send you the CDs of the entire series, which normally sell for $72, but we're offering them to you today for $35. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the classic series on holiness. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.